fourth reading in Parshas Chukas. The long sojourns are over. The water crisis is past. Unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu did not sanctify Hashem's name as was expected with the water. He is not going to be entering the land of Israel now. And the Torah begins to tell us about the initial conquest of the lands around what will become Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikodesh El Melech Edom. This is chapter 20, verse 14, the fourth reading. Moshe Rabbeinu sends messengers from Kodesh, which is not to be confused as Rabbeinu Bechaya says with Kodesh Barnea. Kodesh Barnea is a place in the desert, and this is a place that's already within the Yishuv, what's settled already. So he sends messengers from Kodesh to the king of Edom. Koi Omar Achicha Yisrael. This is what the messengers say. Here's what your brother Israel says. Ata yadaites kol hatlo asher matzasani. You know all of the travail that we have encountered. So who are these messengers? Presumably they're not Jewish people. They're not from Yisrael because they're speaking about Yisrael. Why is this the case? So, you know, the Emek Dover says that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned about sending members of Am Yisrael into Edom. Maybe Edom wouldn't be so kind to them. And he kind of engaged some diplomatic channels, as oftentimes countries do. When they don't want to have direct diplomatic involvement, they involve some other diplomatic channels, and that's who he sent to the king of Edom. Who is the king of Edom? We don't know. The Sefer HaYashar, which is an ancient manuscript going back to the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, according to legend, says that it was a man named Hadad ben Bedad. Ramban says it's actually irrelevant. If the Torah would find it important, it would mention to you who the king of Edom was at the time is much less relevant than what happened, because this was a decision that was made not only by the king of Edom, but by all of Edom. All of Edom's citizenry was on the same page here. Moshe Rabbeinu sends this message, and he says, V'yerdu aveseinu mitzayim. You know that our ancestors went down into the land of Egypt. A nation of mitzayim. We settled in Egypt yomim nabim for many days. Vayoreyu lanu mitzrayim ulaveseinu. Egypt was very bad to us. They mistreated us. For us, for our ancestors. And then what happened? And then Vanitzak El Hashem. We cried out to Hashem. Vayishma kaleinu. God heard our voice. Vayishlach malach. He sent an agent, an emissary. Vayetzienu mimitzrayim. He took us out of Egypt. Vehine anachnu bekodesh. And here we are in the city of Kodesh. Ir ketzei gvulecha, a city that is just on your borders. Let's take a look in Rashi. Vayoreo lanu, and they were very bad to us. What does this mean? Rashi says, sovalnu tzaras abes. We endured many, many deprivations, many difficulties. Ula aveseinu, and for our ancestors. Well, either we're talking about what happened to us, or for our ancestors. And usually ancestors refer to maybe Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sar Rivka, Rachel, Leah. So Rashi says, indeed, it does refer to the Jewish people's ancestors from times bygone. And Mikan, it's from this verse that we're able to derive, Shaha'oveis mitstarim bekever, that the ancestors feel pain in the grave, Kishaparon is Baal Yisrael. When the Jewish people and the nation of Israel suffers, then the ancestry of the Jewish people, who has already passed on, who is in the grave, feels that pain. So that's why they said, V'reu lanu, for us was bad, ulaveisenu. And now, having given you this background, God has taken out, we were in Egypt and we suffered. God took us out of Egypt. So now, we just like to go through your land. It's going to pass through. We just seek passage. We will not overrun your fields or your vineyards, which of course would damage the agriculture. We will not drink the water of the well. Derech HaMelech Nelech. We will follow what's called the proverbial king's highway. Until today, we have highways that are named like that. You know, royal highways or whatever. It means stay on the main thoroughfare, on the main drag. Take the 401, as they say. Lein nite yamin usmal. We will not go neither to the right nor to the left. Adesh anaver v'vulecha. In other words, we're not going to overrun your country. We're simply going to travel through. We're going to go, you know, use the major arteries, the major roadways, and in this way, everything in your country will remain intact. And we'll purchase food. It's going to be an economic boom. Edom says, no, lo yisaver bi, don't expect passage through me as you're going to the land of Israel. Pen b'cherev etzei likrasecha, lest I come to encounter you with the sword. You come to my land, you will have to fight me. Don't come here. Let's take a look in Rashi. Ve'yishma kerleinu, God says, the pasuk says, God heard our voice. Ve'bracha sheberachnu avinu. This is the blessing that was given to our ancestor. What was the bracha given to our ancestor? What did Yitzchak tell Yaakov? Edom is from Esav. What did Yitzchak tell Yaakov? He said, Hakol kol Yaakov, the voice is the voice of Jacob, which means, shandu tzayakim, we cry out to Hashem, v'ne'enim, God listens to us. So God sent an agent, and who is the agent? Rashi says, the malach, the Moshe. This is Moshe. Why do we call him a malach? So mikan shanavim kruyim malachim. From here we see that the prophets are not just messengers of Hashem, but they have an angel-like quality. V'oimer, v'yu malivim b'malach elikim. And in the book of Chronicles it says they were mocking the angels of Hashem, and this refers because these are the sins of the Jewish people for which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and that refers to the prophets. So Nabrano Bartzcha, let us go through your land. Ein l'chol l'ir, says Rashi, you have no reason to get up into a tizzy. Get up in arms. Al Yerusha Shalos Yisrael. You don't want the land of Israel. K'shem shalei paraita achayv, just as you did not, so to speak, pay the price. You didn't deal with the outstanding debt of Ger Yizaracha, of your seed, your progeny, will be strangers in a land that's not theirs. So you didn't go into Egypt. You didn't have slavery. You didn't have the bondage, the deprivation, the suffering. You have no right to the land. And in that case, let us go through. That's all we're asking for. Just asking for passage. It's the easiest way for us to enter the land straight through Edom. Asay lano ezemat. Just help us a little. Laver derech artzecha. So it says, Linishta Meir Be'er. The pasuk says you won't even drink the water of a well. What does it mean? So presumably they're going to buy bottled water. But why say Meir Be'er? It says, Meir Be'erois. He's talking about 7 million people. He doesn't say we're not going to drink the public water. Every country, once upon a time, every civilized area had these large, what we would call wells, public wells. People would come. And they would drink from the well. Now you imagine several hundred thousand people or a million people descend on a well. How well is that well going to fare? Not so well. So it would be Beirais, presumable numerous wells. So Rashi says it should have said Beirais Hayitzar Chleimer. Ella Kacham Ramesha, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Afal Pishi Eshbri Deinu Mon Lechel. The truth is we don't need to buy your food. We are miraculously saying the manna falls from heaven on a regular basis. Be'er Lishtais, we have the miraculous well. Miriam's well that we learned about yesterday, it follows us around. We'll always be able to access it. Loi nishta mimenu, we will not drink from it. Ela nikna mikhem, we'll purchase food from you. We'll even purchase water from you. This is the first bottled water, spring water. We'll buy you water. You'll make money on us on water, you'll make money on us on food. You will benefit. Your country will have an economic boost as a result of letting us go through. We'll pay all your tolls. Mikan lachsanai. From here, we can see that somebody who's a guest with somebody in somebody else's home or country, afal pi sheyesh biyadi lechel, even though you may have your own food, your own sustenance, yikna mibalabayas, purchase from the host. If they sell food, purchase from them. Kedei lahanes esu shpizoi, so that you might provide some benefit for those who are hosting you. Derech hamelech nelech, will go the way of the king. Veloi chaysmim es bemtenu. Pardon me, we will close the mouths of our animals. They will not eat anything. The animals will not over on the countryside and devour the vegetation. We have no intention of doing any harm to your country. We just want passage. That's all. And Edom's response is, not through our country. Don't even think about it. Pen becherev etzi likrosecha, lest we come and greet you with the sword. Says Rashi, atem zgeim bekoil shahirishchem. You boast of the voice that you have received, the power of prayer that you got, that you can pray and God listens. Okay, that's nice. Well, you say, Nitzik al Hashem v'yishmak aleinu, that we can cry out to God, He hears our voice. I'll come with what my father gave me. What did Harisheni Ovi, what did Esav give his children? Well, he received from Yitzchak the blessings, v'achar b'chatichya, you live by your sword. So you come, don't try to tell me about the blessings you got, because I also have blessings. What are my blessings, says Esav? My blessings, Esav says, are success militarily. So if you'll come, I know you can daven, but I have a blessing to come with the sword. And because it will be your sword against my sword, and I have a blessing with the sword, maybe it's a good idea for you to keep on moving. I said, what happens? So the Jewish people said, no. Vayemre Elav Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people say, Bnei Yisrael says, B'mesila Nala. We'll walk on a narrow path. Ve'imei mecha nishta, ani u'miknai, v'nesati michram. If we'll drink any of the water, I, our animals, we'll pay, don't worry. Rak ein dover baragli avreda, we just want to go through. Edom says, nothing doing. Vayemre lo yisaver, you will not go through. And in case you think talk is cheap, Edom came out to greet him. They were not bringing flowers. They came heavily armed to the teeth and said, you want to go? This is what you have to pass this Maginot line, so to speak. Here we are. We're ready, armed, and prepared to fight. The Jewish people said, Rak ein dover, ein shum dover mazikcha. This nothing, you will have no harm. You lose nothing. On the contrary, you gain. Edom says, nothing doing. You will not go through here. But Yoimer Loi Savar, they won't come through. And they came Biyad Chazaka, Rashi says, Bahavtochas Ziknenu, Bahayudayim De Esav. You come so sure of your blessings, so sure of your promises. Well, we're here with our promises. We got blessings to fight. We're ready. The Jewish people see this. Bahimoin Edom Nasenis Yisrael Aver Begvulei. Edom does not allow the Jewish people to pass through, and not allowing them passage, what happens is Israel turns aside, but Yet Yisrael me'olav. And that's how the fourth reading goes. So here is something which is worthy of pondering. When it comes to the attempt to go through the lands of Edom, how do the Jewish people approach Edom? They approach Edom, first of all, with a special diplomatic overture that's appointed by none other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Take a look here now on page Chof Aleph in the Bureau. Simen Yud Gimel. When it comes to Melech Edom, it's Moshe. Vayishlach Moshe Malachim. The interesting thing is that the Parsha afterwards says, after we send messages to Edom, we sent messages to a country called Sichon. And when it came to Sichon, things seem very different. Number one, Rebbe is going to point out four differences. Here it says, Vayishlach Moshe. Moshe sends the messengers. When it comes to Sichon, who sends the messengers? Not Moshe. Who sends? It says, Vayishlach Yisrael. Israel sends messengers. Number two, in the Shlichus, in the message to Melech Edom, we get this flowery story, this background. So we were in Mitzrayim and we suffered. Doesn't show up in the overture to Sichon. The diplomatic message to Sichon is, we're coming. Sichon says, oh no, you're not. He said, really? We'll see about that. But here when it came to Edom, he gives this whole flowery introduction about going into Mitzrayim and suffering and God taking us out and how we're going to go through. When it comes to the Shlichus to Melech Edom, there's a very interesting word that shows up. It's a two-syllable word in Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew. It's the word no. Nun Aleph. You know what it stands for?
Please.
Exactly, please. We said, can we please go through? When it comes to Sichon, there's no pretty pleases. We just state the case. No no's. We don't say Navro no Ba'artzcha, can we please go through your land? They say Navro Ba'artzcha, we're going through your land. And then, when Edom says no, what did we do? How did we take that no?
We relented.
We didn't relent so fast. We sent a second message. We said, well, we won't bother you. You will lose nothing. You will gain. And when it came to Sichon, there were no second messages. We sent message once, we're coming. They said, no, you're not. I said, we didn't say anything. He said, okay. We'll see you on the battlefield. And that's where we saw them. So the question is, why does the diplomatic messages towards Edom, why are they couched in these polite terms? Why are they repeated? Why is it through Moshe, emphasis on Moshe sending the messengers? And why do they get a whole song and dance that comes along with it? Whereas the people of Sichon don't have the privilege of messengers introduce themselves as Moshe Rabbeinu's messengers, just like we're here representing the Jewish nation. There's no pretty please. There's no, we don't ask a second time. It's very, very different. The question is why. So the Rebbe says the difference is overwhelmingly obvious. Be'edom, when it comes to Edom, the Edomites don't know this, but we know this. Ne'esr al b'nei Yisrael lehilachem. The Jewish people were specifically commanded not to do battle with Edom. It says, al tizgiru bam. In the book of Deuteronomy, where Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the story, he says, I was told, do not fight with them. Hashem said, le'eten lechem e'artzachem. I'm not going to give you even 1 inch of their land. Don't fight with them. So the Jewish people don't want to fight with Edom. In fact, they can't fight with Edom. What's the one thing they could get from Edom?
Cooperation,
that's all. All they can get is passage. Well, Shari is Sha'amdu Bifneim Hoylikabal Isha, just to get permission, Ma'avor Derech Eretz Edom, it would be the fastest way to enter the land. What's the other option? If we don't go through Edom, what's the other option? La'akai Faisa, to have to go all the way around it. That's a pain in the neck. If to skirt Edom, and by the way, that's what they did. They went all the way around Edom, and we entered Israel from the north. It was from the northeastern border of Israel, not from the southeastern border, but we're in the south. The most natural thing is to come in through the southeast. Instead, we have to go all the way to the north first. So this is what we asked for. And because what we were asking for was just passage, so we have to try in any way possible to convince them diplomatically. We only had a diplomatic option. There was no other option. There was no military option on the table. The Sichon, however, in Sichon the Amorite, the Amori, did the Jewish people have permission to do battle? Certainly. Not only did they have the permission to do battle, they were promised that they would be successful. So they knew that if Sichon would come their way, they would be literally overrun and destroyed by Am Yisrael. So then why did they send a diplomatic message? What was the point of having this diplomatic engagement? And the answer is, Hasibah hayechidalim shloicham alacham al sichayin, the only reason to send messengers is miteich ratzon lefteich b'dach shalom, because we, the Jewish people, never seek war. If it's possible to avoid war, if it's possible for us to do so through diplomatic means, by all means, we prefer to do that. But, you know, it's not like we're afraid to do battle. Just we prefer not to draw blood first. We're not going to start right away with a war. So therefore, we sent a diplomatic message. Aval ha'afsharis sheyisrav, however, the possibility that they would say, you're not coming here. Lo hefrias minuchasim shel bnei Yisrael, didn't really ruffle our feathers. You mean you won't let us go through? That's fine. You want to fight? Have it your way. No problem. And therefore, this is why the message is so different. Let's take a look at the two messages. Everybody goes to 3 points here. In the shlichus and the message to Edom, whose name is used by Yishlach, who sends?
Moshe.
Why? Assuming that the name Moshe will throw some fear into the heart of Edom. Who is Moshe? Was world famous. There was no Jewish state to speak of. We didn't have a government or cabinet. We didn't have an official military. One thing we did have is a leader that everybody knew his name. So Moshe Rabbeinu sends the message, and presumably this is to be matil eimo al melech Edom, to throw some fear into the king of Edom's heart, or to bring some lachat, some pressure that would make it can relent and allow the Jewish people to enter into the land. When we look conversely at the place called Sichon, was there any reason to try to frighten them? Any reason to try to impress them with names? You know, people drop names. When do you drop names? When you're trying to impress somebody, trying to get them to agree. So I spoke to such and such. I know this person. He asked, she asked. Well, no point in dropping names here. We don't really care. Can you please give it to me? No. No? Fine. Option B. So because that was the case, there was absolutely no reason whatsoever for the Jewish people to try to drop the name. And that's why also the whole shlichus to Edom is, we'll be nice to you. We're gonna purchase water. We won't drink our own water. We won't eat our own food. You'll benefit. We're trying to get them to agree to allow us to go through Edom. But Sichon, we don't have no reason to bring any kind of. We're not trying to sweeten the deal. And that's why in the shlichus to Edom, we say, please, navra na. We're pleading with you. We'd really appreciate it if you would allow us to go through. and we tell him a whole song and dance, a whole story. We were in Mitzrayim and you weren't. We paid the debt, you didn't. You don't want the land of Israel, we do. All you should do as family, we're family now. This is what your brother says. You're members of your own family are saying, please let us get through. However, to Sichon, of course, we could care less about telling them stories of our history. We didn't care about mentioning the familial connection. There was no familial connection. Because here, we weren't seeking to pass through Sichon. We were seeking to enter the land of Israel at any cost. And if it meant conquering Sichon, so be it. And that's why when Edom says no, how do we respond? We make a second overture. Please, 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 perhaps you'll reconsider. You will gain, not lose. Edom says nothing doing. Not on my watch. When it comes to Sichon, we make one overture. We ask once. We did our part now. We entered, so to speak, this engagement peacefully. We made a diplomatic effort. The answer is no, so be it. Now we move on. And so, that's the difference between having the military option on the table or not. If there's no military option on the table, the diplomacy is certainly doomed to failure. And in fact, it did. Edom somehow knew that there was no military option on the table. Maybe that's why Trump succeeded in North Korea. Because he actually believed this guy's crazy enough to bomb me. he believed that there really was a military option on the table. The other president said there was, but there was no way they were ever going to do it. I think that Michigan, a rocket man, he said, this guy is crazy enough to declare war. And if he declares war, I'm finished. So when the military option is really on the table, that's when the diplomatic overtures have a chance to succeed. But the truth is, the Jewish people didn't care. We knew Hashem would deliver Sichon into our hands. If they want to be obstinate, if they want to fight us, no problem. And you can see the difference, as you say, if you just look at the two messages, the message sent to Edom and the message sent to Sichon, there's a world of difference between the two. On the surface, it doesn't make any sense. But when you understand what's really going on, everything fits snugly and perfectly as it should. And that's why we have to study the Torah. I can't just read it.